12808, Tony Rafe seeks variances from the front yard setback requirement for proposed structures. Sections 115-42 and 115-182 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the west side of East Lagoon Road within the Dogwood Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 30811 East Lagoon Road in Dagsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 134, Map 6, Parcel 119. The applicant is seeking a 12-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed porch, 14-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for proposed steps, and a 9-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed dwelling. We have zero letters of opposition, zero letters of support, and one mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name's Tony Rafe. My primary residence is 944 Green Ridge Road, New Oxford, Pennsylvania. And then my secondary is 30811 East Lagoon Road, Dagsboro.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm seeking a variance for, I want to build a house on the property of 30811 East Lagoon Road. And the, looking for a variance, I need the, an 18-foot variance instead of 30 feet. And this has been like a two-year process for us to get to this moment. And tonight I have my mom with me, just in case you have any questions. I also have the HOA president, Janice Tannell's here as well, so.
Before you said an 18-foot variance, or is it a 12-foot variance, and you need to be 18 feet?
Basically, I'm looking for an 18-feet foot variance from the property line itself, so.
Okay, I think.
So I'm going 12 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, 12 feet, yeah.
I think you're misstating it, that's okay.
Yeah.
So the 30-foot setback is what you have. You're seeking a 12-foot variance from that.
That's right.
So it would be 18 feet.
I'll be 18.
You're saying 18-foot setback, it means the inverse. So I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Make sure we're talking the right.
Right, yeah. So the foundation would be 12 foot off, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I owned the property at 30819 East Lagoon Road, and my mom owned the 30811. And in 2021, basically, her septic tank collapsed, and so we had to put a new septic tank in that property. And I ended up having problems at 30819 as well. So the trailers on those two properties, one was a 1968 trailer and the other was a 1972 trailer. My grandfather owned the property, and I ended up buying the one beside it. The time came that we had pretty much, you know, eliminate the trailers and go forward. So in, basically in January, my mother basically agreed to allow me to buy her property. And then what we did is we merged those two properties together into one. So it's now, today, it's 30811 East Lagoon Road. And one of the problems there is the lot sizes are 50-foot wide. So, you know, you can only do so much with that size, so combining them together gave us a chance to build a house, you know, what we wanted to do. So as we started, you know, we went through a process here of finding a builder, and then we learned that, you know, the setbacks and what we have, you know, what we have to work with. We have the lagoon that's in front of us, so we have a setback from the lagoon. Left and right, we're fine. But the house has to sit in that property line that really causes us trouble there. And I think one of the things that, if anybody here, you know, has been involved with the Dogwood Acres, they built the houses prior to the roads being built. So it's one of those things that, you know, back in the day, when they made the lot sizes, has been a challenge for anybody that wants to build a house there today. So, you know, I'm to a point where still have some work to do to eliminate one of the trailers. And I put in my packet, I put photo A. I don't know if you've seen photo A, but this is a carport here that has to be removed. And that's one of the things that carport's actually sitting almost on the road, and that was a variance a long time ago when my grandfather was here. And so we're going to remove that carport, and that's one of the areas that'll make the whole property just a lot nicer. And then in photo B, it shows basically that the new septic system that was put in that property. So you've got the space between the lagoon and the septic system, and then you got the septic system to the road, and that's part of the variance situation that, allowed, you know, the septic system's there, pretty much paid for that in 2021. I don't want to have to dig that up at this point and have to move that to another location at this point. So photo C shows the actual new construction of the septic system. And then photo D, it's just a point to show you that from the property line to the road itself, there's still 9 feet from the property line to the road that we maintain right now. So really, when you look at this, we're still 27 feet back to the foundation of the new house. So it, but the way it reads is you need to be 30 feet from the property line to the setback. So when we went through and did the survey, that's when I realized that I had an issue that, we were gonna need to address. And that's why I'm pretty much asking for the variance. And you know, what's interesting back here is just, when we look throughout the community, I'm way back compared to some of these homes that are being done right now. And it's one of those things that there's a lot of, you know, there's existing, just maybe, you know, I'm not from the area, so I don't know everything about the area, but I know there's that particular community, as new houses are going to need to be built, it's just, it's the setbacks, the property lines just aren't big enough for what, to build houses back there with the 30-foot setback in most cases. So I took some photographs. I gave you photo E is a great example of a house that's being built right now that has to be a lot, you know, it's a lot closer to the road than what I'm asking for. And there's one being built right now. I took another photo that I didn't give to you before this, but I have another photo here that's showing how close the road is to this. If you'd want to see it, you're welcome to see it here if you want me to show that to you. And you know, it's just one of those things that to build what we want to build in the space that we have, it wouldn't be anything different than what we're seeing throughout the community. The three neighbors on the right of me right now would all be closer to the road than what our new house would be. I own the property, the 30809. I own that property on the left. So, you know, there's no problem on the left because I own that property as well. And that's really what I'm presenting to you. I have a few cases that I mentioned in our application. If you look at case 12769, December 12, 2022, that's a house about five houses up from us right now. And that's a variance that has a 12-foot setback. That's 6 foot closer to the road than what I'm asking for.
Now I know I recall that case because it came back before this board on multiple occasions on that property. And as I recall, that one had a bulkhead that went through the kind of the rear portion of the property, and it sloped significantly down.
Right.
Does your land have a slope towards the lagoon as well?
Mine's pretty much flat.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have flooding issues back there?
No. I mean, part of my lot, now that it's merged together, is in a flood zone and the other is not. But I don't have...
What part's in the flood zone?
The 30819. It's the one closer. The 30819. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't see water go up over that bulkhead. Since I've owned these properties, I haven't seen it. I'm not saying it can't happen. But the one thing that's kind of interesting about it is at the end of that lagoon, when you're standing looking at our property on the other side, we're higher than the other side. So that water will go out the other side quicker than it's going to go out on our side.
Let me, I'll rephrase it maybe in a different way. Has any storm not able, been, have you not been able to use part of your land as, due to any storm?
No.
Okay.
No. And my grandfather and before us, my mom owned it, and now it's myself. So we've been there for probably 40 to 50 years, you know, between the families. Have not seen it.
Did you ever consider with your property redesigning the house to make it longer this way, as opposed to more box shaped like you have it? Did you go through some of those scenarios with your designer?
Well, we talked. I was working with Sealy Builders, and we've looked at this thing about, I don't know, three, four different. This is probably my third attempt at this, trying to get this house the way we want it. It's actually going to be sort of like an L shape to wrap itself around that septic system. And to stay off those property lines, to stay 10 foot off each property side, I think we're about where we need to be at for us to be for what we're looking for.
You say L shape.
Let
me guess, you're going to plan on putting a garage at the end of the concrete pad eventually?
Yeah. Well, it's included in the house. The garage itself actually does sit in the house, but the back porch, I think I gave you the survey, and it shows the proposed dwelling, and see how the screened-in porch and the back porch actually comes out to the left.
Yes, I saw that, but I don't see anything of what you were explaining to me, what I thought you were explaining to me, coming off the concrete pad with a garage going back.
Yeah, the garage actually is beside the concrete pad. The garage is actually built into the house.
So you have a side load garage, which means you need that concrete pad to make that corner in. Is that what I'm hearing?
A concrete pad. What I'm thinking about is, you know, I'm taking that carport away. Right now, I stick the boats in that carport, and I want to put the boats on the side of that house where the concrete pad is.
Oh, okay. So would this be a front load garage?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have some questions for you.
Okay.
The septic tank, the new septic tank you put in.
Mm-hmm.
Was that put in on your property or your mother's property?
It's on the 30811 property.
I'm sorry, was that the one on the right or the one on the
left?
That
was on the left.
Okay, so it's your property?
Yeah, so it was actually sitting in the survey. You can kind of see it sitting right here.
Okay.
And that's, you know.
So her cesspool went out, and you put that there more on your property to help her out?
No, the 308, when they were split, 30819, I had to have the septic tank put in on her property on 30811. 30819 did not have, we didn't have space, and we had to put it on 30811.
So the location of the septic system is the only place it could have been put
right
on the property?
That's right.
You didn't have a choice where you could put it?
No, we did not.
Okay. Is there a field for this tank?
No, this is a holding tank.
Oh, so they pump it?
Yeah, so we got to pump it.
Okay. Is there public water here?
No.
So where's your well located at?
Well, I've got two wells right now. But I'm gonna use the well on the far right hand side. On the far right hand side, that's where I'm gonna use the well. I'm gonna bring the well over there.
Okay.
Where's the other one at?
It's actually located on the left-hand side, where it shows like the porch there. It would be right beside the porch on the left-hand side.
Okay. What structures currently exist on the property?
Existing today is, I have a photograph of the, in photo A, it'll show you what's remaining, which is the carport, the trailer, and the,
two sheds.
The shed itself, yeah. Now okay. I'm going to, if I can get this variance, I'm going to remove it all and start over.
Is it,
Your garage would be where the concrete pad, or is it going to be internal in the house? I know you said this, I just want to...
Yeah, the garage will be where it says 3055L. That's where the garage will actually be, right beside the left-hand side of that concrete slab. That's where the garage will be on that, and it will be a front-facing garage. Yeah.
How big's that concrete pad?
We're going to do 24 feet wide, and there's a question mark still on the length of it, but I'm thinking a 26 feet in length, just mm-hmm. for the boots.
I see where it says it's the proposed dwelling's 3.8 feet from this lid on the tank. Do you know how close the house will be to the tank, to the edge of the tank itself?
Yeah, they said it needs to be at least two foot is what they're looking at right now. It's at least 2 feet.
So the survey we're looking at with this requested variance is going to give you 2 feet to the tank?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the way we kind of left this, I was going to come this tonight and see if I can get the variance, and then we were going to finalize the final drawings from there, you know. But these drawings were pretty much made with the house that we looked at, you know, and what we agreed on. So, but I feel as though, you know, we're tight up against that septic system with what was already put there, you know. So we could only, it's like you got to give one way or the other. And
so, say that again. You were gonna.
So in other words, I can't go back with a septic.
See if you get the variance, then decide what you're gonna build. Is that what you
said?
Well,
I just stopped. I just stopped the building process until I.
Because we gotta have exactly what you're. Yeah.
This is it. This is what we agreed on. Like in other words, the builder and I came to the agreement, and said this is their house.
Okay.
But the builder stopped and said, "Listen," he said, "you know, you got your survey here, you got your house, but you don't fit within the 30 feet." So he said, "Listen, you know, you've got for us to go forward, you've got to get the agreement from the county."
Okay. That first time you said it, I was like, "What?"
Right.
Kudos to your builder.
Yeah, Sealy Builders. Yep.
Yeah, we don't get that a lot.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, that's why. I mean, I think we're some of the stuff I'm just seeing in that neighborhood. I want to do this right. You know, I don't want to go back later on and say, hey, you know, we, you know, whatever. You know, I mean, it's. I think we have to agree on this, and if it's right, then we'll move forward. And that's just where we're at. You know, so I.
You said it was about 9 feet that you maintain to the road from your property line.
So the one photograph shows right now, photo F. It'll show you, photo F shows our property line there that's been surveyed, and then to the road it's actually 9 feet.
One of the criteria you have to meet is that it's the minimum variance necessary to give you the relief you need. So is this the smallest house in the furthest away from your property line that you can get?
It's what we want. I mean, I don't want to build a small house and say, you know.
It's an important question because one of the things we have to look at is, do you need this or do you just want this? Is this really something you need to reasonably be able to use your property? And so, you know what, and that can be a really hard thing to determine because we're sitting up here trying to figure this out. You know, is this, how hard have you tried to get what you really need versus are you just asking for something because you want it?
No, I think I've been at it for 2 years now. I've been to multiple builders. I've been trying to find, you know, the house that fits on that lot. You know, I don't know quite how to answer it other than I feel like we've done our homework on this, and I think we've tried hard to try to find a property that's going to, you know, that's going to work for this property, and not just work for the property, but also make it that it appeals to the neighborhood. You know, I mean, I think the new construction is going on in that neighborhood. This house blends in really well with the other new homes that are being built there.
Mr. Chair?
Got a couple. Does this house have to be elevated at all due to the flooding and flood zone?
Yeah, it has to be 4 foot.
So does that restrict some of your design capabilities as well?
No.
It does not?
No.
Did you look, you had mentioned that there are other homes that are closer to the street, and from my review of the survey, it appears that this proposed home would be less non-conforming than the other, your current home. Is that correct? Like, it'll be farther away from the road than what your current structures are. Is that right?
It's a little, it's probably the current trailer that's sitting there.
Survey showed it being closer than what you're proposing.
Yeah, the new house where the foundation actually starts at is approximately 4 feet towards the road from where the current trailer is right now.
Closer to
the road. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Oh, I was under the impression it was farther away.
No.
That's the difference from the carport.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry. There's a carport there.
That's right.
I got you. But that carport and that shed are both going to be gone.
That's right.
So you're going to have, your home will be closer to the road, but
the carport's
eyeballing
gone.
It would appear the square footage of structures in that setback area will be less.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Now, one of the things our code has that is often utilized, you've mentioned that your neighbors are also closer to the road than what you're proposing, or at least a similar distance.
Mm-hmm.
Did you explore the averaging survey? Because if you were able to average neighboring properties, that can reduce your front yard setback, in which case you might not need a variance from this board.
Mm-hmm.
Did you look into that?
I did not.
How close are your, do you know how close your neighboring, the ones to the left and the right of you are from the front, from the road?
So my property at 30809, I will match up to that exactly. It's going to match up on the left-hand side, that the new house would match up identical. The one on the right, they're almost 5 feet in front of my new home, closer to the road.
That's the house to the north, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And if I go down, if you keep going down, they get closer and closer and closer to the road. Mm-hmm. I mean, where I'm at with this new house is I'm pretty much on our side of the street. If I'm not matched up, I'm actually further away than most of these homes on that entire street.
It is a winding road too.
It's a tough deal. I mean, when whoever surveyed that property, with Dogwood Acres originally, they didn't do no justice to the next generation coming on. I mean, that's how I feel about it.
Dogwood Acres was created in 1968. So.
Is that when it was?
Zoning.
So you had mentioned there's quite a bit of new construction going along.
Yeah,
going
it
on
is.
There.
Yep.
So is it tearing down an existing?
I mean,
house.
What I'm seeing is you got a mixture of homes that are falling apart that need to be replaced. It's not the entire neighborhood, but it's a lot of them. And these trailers were in the 60s and 70s. It's time. I don't know how to say it. It's just time to renovate some of these places. And it's not that this home is it's not like it's a large home or anything like that. It's just it's an average home being put and replacing.
On two lots.
Yeah. And I couldn't build this home on the one lot that we had. That's why we merged the two lots together just to get what we wanted. So.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yeah,
sir?
It does. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Any more questions? Okay. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? You can come forward one at a time, and Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
My name's Larry Mayo. I own one of the properties on the opposite side of the road, further north.
Mm-hmm. Let me get you sworn in. Can you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So I'm Larry Mayo. I own the property at 308-32 East Lagoon Road. And I would concur with everything he said about the properties along the left side of the road. The one directly across from me probably sits 5 foot from the road. And I know that it's from, well, my father owned the property I have prior to me. He bought in 1970, I believe it was. And there was no building code back then. And they were all a bunch of old trailers. In fact, the one across from me was a Shasta travel trailer originally, mm-hmm. that the owner basically put walls around it and tore it out on the inside. And it was parked right on the road almost. And that's been the case with a lot of the properties there. And to see something like what this gentleman wants to do, it is a blessing in our neighborhood. And everyone, I think, on the street would celebrate it. So I just wanted to put my 2 cents in.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Janice Tennell. I live at 30774 West Lagoon Road in Dagsboro in Dogwood Acres.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I am the president of the voluntary HOA in Dogwood Acres that was created a few years ago. I built a newer house in 2006 and wound up having to come for a variance for the front porch that went 3 foot into the setback. And it was an after the fact thing we didn't realize when the builder put the little porch over the top that really encroached. I think what Tony is trying to do is great. Like he said, we are having a lot of development going on in our neighborhood. I think you'll see us in the next, coming in another month for one of the houses that I see just got his setback. They're putting the property in. He's going to have to come for a variance at some point. Hopefully he comes beforehand. I'm trying to work with the people who are building in there to say, hey, go get your variance first. Here's what everybody else has been doing to help them bring up the neighborhood. We do, like right next to me, I have a 1950 trailer on one side that the woman's trying to make pretty, and the guy on the other side has a failed septic system and a trailer that's falling apart, and it just sits there. So when we have people coming in that want to take out those old trailers and put in new homes, and they're not monstrous homes, and they're not obnoxious, and they're not trying to, you know, be right on the road. His setback is still good. I applaud that. I've looked into water and looked into sewer coming in through there. We are not on the 5-year plan, we're not on the 10-year plan, and I don't think we're on any other plan. To get that to come in, a lot of our neighbors, of the older people in there, couldn't afford to hook up to the water and the sewer if we did bring it in. And from my understanding is we would actually have to have like a 75% approval of the neighbors in the development. This neighborhood is changing. It used to be seasonal only. People would come in. The place where we are, the guy owned it in 1967 and was our neighbor, and that's how we got there. And we replaced the trailer. It's turning into more and more people are coming down here and living full time. So they're replacing these 50s and 60s trailers with new homes, and I applaud that. And I'd love to see more of it. It just increases our property value, and hopefully we can get rid of some. We have some questionable neighbors in there because of, you know, their lower income housing, and just to bring up the quality of the neighborhood. So,
how many homes are there?
There are 162 lots in Dogwood Acres, and some of them are 50 by 100. Is usually around the smallest lot. There's probably maybe 30 lots that aren't built on, or that are, you know, that have been changed into double lots, or a single lot from a double lot. And Yeah, because I actually live right across the lagoon and down a little ways from where Mr. Reif is. So I can attest to the fact of the flooding. We've been there, and the flooding's never really, we might get it to the top of the bulkhead and a little bit into the yard, but never anything that we would worry about. And we were in the floodplain when we built, and no longer are in the floodplain. There's parts of the neighborhood that are and parts of the neighborhood that aren't. But again, you'll be seeing quite a few more people.
Thank you.
Coming through here. So, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12808 for Mr. Tony Reif? Thank you, sir. Anything else from the board?
Just a comment, one of, to the HOA group, thanks for encouraging folks to do the right thing regarding the variance, because Mr. Sharp mentioned averaging. Well, averaging is only good if the property is there that are legally there. Yeah. So, that. Thank you for your efforts on that.
At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12808, Tony Reif, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12808 for Tony Reif. I believe the property has unique physical conditions. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Nay.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote nay. So with a vote of 3-2, sir, your case is approved.